drag has been around for a while.
In the kabuki tradition in Japan, in minstrel shows, in vaudeville.
But one TV show made it mainstream now. We break down drag's current renaissance. Check out NPR's It's Been a Minute now.
For NPR Music, you're connected to all songs considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I am in Seattle.
Yay.
I am with the chief content officer of KEXP, better known as Kevin Cole, also the host of the afternoon show here at KEXP. And I'm kind of excited to be here. We're here for the Tiny Desk Contest, but we're here to have fun.
Yeah, it's great having you here. Welcome back to Seattle.
We're doing something on NPR Music, talking all month about Seattle music. I wanted to know what you loved about Seattle music and get turned on to stuff I'd never, ever discover.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to do that. I mean, Seattle, in an insanely vibrant music scene. And as you mentioned, we are collaborating with NPR Music this month to showcase Seattle through a series of articles. And the first one really kind of positions Seattle in 2019 against the context of 1989, when Nirvana's Bleach came out, right? And right on the cusp of the explosion of grunge, which really came to define the city for good, for bad, for a long time.
For a long time.
Obviously, the scene has been incredible for quite a while, and huge bands, Death Cab for Cutie, Modest Mouse, Taco Cat, Car Seat Headrest, Fleet Foxes, Head in the Heart, you know, are more kind of recent bands or bands of the last 15 years or so that redefined Seattle. But the first piece that we published on NPR Music was really about 15 new and emerging bands, mostly under the radar bands that we collectively here at KEXP are excited about.
Play me something, because I'm sure this is going to go all over the map.
Let's start out with Chong the Nomad.
And who is Chong the Nomad?
Chong the Nomad. She's really kind of gotten a buzz for herself locally here. Really innovative and kind of experimental hip-hop / electronic pop artist. But throws a lot of curves in there in terms of her production style and technique and her performances. You might hear a ukulele or a harmonica.
In a dance form setting.
Yeah. Where it's not very obvious, though.
Okay.
You know, it still sounds very electronic and hip-hop edgy, but...
Great, let's hear. What song?
Well, this is a new song that she just released with Flint Eastwood, a pop auteur out of Detroit, and it's called Nothing Else.
I'm a pinball machine. You're an ice cream sundae. I'm a broken machine. You're a mechanic on the highway. I was a Cub Scout Lois without a compass in my knapsack. Now you're in that car. Whoa. Slow driving on the bluff. Cars passing both of us. Bass bumping, windows up. Ooh. You share your bubble gum. I think that I'm in love. Tell me what you're thinking of. Cause I've been thinking about
I've been
I didn't expect the poppiness to this when all the sound textures were happening, but it all glued really well together. I could see it in a dance club. I could see the fun that she could have mutating this thing every night differently.
Yeah, live, it's Chong the Nomad, super infectious and fun and very spontaneous. She might kick off her shoes and be dancing barefoot and kind of cheerleading while orchestrating her songs. And yeah, this song is more poppy, hooky than some of the more kind of experimental cut and paste stuff that she maybe started out doing.
Is the music out? Like, is there a record?
Yeah, this, as far as I know, was just released digitally.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Awesome. Chong
the Nomad.
Chong the Nomad. Nothing else with Flint Eastwood. So let's stay in the dancier vein of things, yeah?
So, man, there's a lot going on in Seattle. When you think of the hip-hop scene, we're going to play Do Normal, but there's artists like Gifted Gab, Knife Knights, which is Eric Blood and Ishmael Butler. Eric Blood produced the Shabazz Palaces with Ishmael, who's in Shabazz Palaces. There's Stas the Boss, who was on the panel a couple years ago for the Tiny Desk Concert.
Right, one of the judges.
Yeah, and there's just an incredible scene here and a super diverse scene. One of the features, the Seattle features that we're doing, is about collectives. And there's a couple collectives like Black Constellation, which Shabazz Palaces and OC Notes and Stas and Eric Blood are a part of. And that's sort of a multidisciplinary collective that is sort of hard to define. There might be performance art events. There might be, you know, physical art shows. There might be That's music. Funny. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff like that happening. Do Normal, who we're going to hear, is part of a collective called 6950. There's also a label called Crane City Records here in Seattle that...
Do we call Seattle these days Crane City? Because it sure looks like it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It's insane. It's nuts here. The amount of people moving in and all the construction and all that. Is massive, as is the art scene. But you know how those go hand in hand. And you know, there's definitely fear and a lot of artists working gentrification and issues around affordability into their songs.
Artists come in, neighborhood changes. Artists can't afford it. Gone.
Yep, that's happening big time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of concern here, and certainly at KEXP, that is something that we're actively trying to play a role in making sure artists have the support that they need to be able to create great music to make Seattle an awesome place to live in the shadow of the cranes.
So let's listen to something from Do Normal, D-O-N-O-R-M-A-A-L, all one word, right?
She's got such a laid-back delivery style, but really intense, amazing lyrics. This song is called Ego Slave.
This life stressed out, no crying, but you kinda wish you would sometimes. Don't say that, my sister's march on their life. Everybody need a step front, and I'ma be the only one that take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic.
I'm not alone, hard to remember that they threw me a couple bones. Much to be thankful for, but I don't have a hometown. I don't really know what's next. Which memories are saving? Will you make a mind bet? We both have a dream to live a real big life. No shit, there's creepy, never ending kind of heights to lick. I'm not kidding, I think everybody hates me now.
I love everybody still deep down. I think I'm projecting a little right now. Okay, I'll show you what it's like hyped down. No dying, but you kinda wish you would sometimes. Don't say that, my mother that will fuck her life on great days. I think I want a different life, but don't praise that. The negativity lives on. Say that you never once was wrong. Your word, your song, just trust it. March on, march on. And everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Eagles lay, she cleans up on the mic somehow. And everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. March on, march on. Everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic. They say they want me, but I can't stand them, they just haunt me. Some want to flaunt me, some acting different when they taunt me. Act like a drunkie, there's no mama, hey, that's your honky. We think y'all funky, come right with us, come take a bunny. They think they're songless, they listen to it for the longest. That's why we made it big. Back to the summit, try to be honest, but they can't have the truth, I promise. We go hard like comets, even further than we should. We march on, march on. And everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. Bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she plays up on the mic somehow. And everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. Bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now.
This is really good. I need to see this stuff in person, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Du Normal, solo artist, but so compelling live. There's just a quality to the commitment she has to the story she's telling.
And is it her with laptop, or what is going on?
When yeah.
Because that's that compelling thing I have trouble with. I don't know. You go see somebody, and they're simply behind one of the... bouncing my laptop on your table
yeah.
here. And it's hard to make it compelling. I mean, orally,
yeah.
it works. A-U-R.
Yeah, it orally works. In Du Normal's case, you know, it's laptop driven, but she steps aside and grabs the mic and really lays into it.
That's great.
But in this kind of laid back way, so it's an interesting juxtaposition because she's definitely laid back, but it's still really compelling.
And this came from a 2017 record that was one of...
Yeah, that was one of my favorite albums of the year. It was called Third Daughter, and she's working on a new album that I believe is called Yippee.
Now, I know guitars haven't left Seattle, so let's do something guitar-based.
Okay, this is Versing. This is on Hardly Art Records, great local label. The new album is 10,000. Maybe the best way to sort of describe this band is their debut album, they called Nirvana. This is called Tethered. The band is Versing.
That takes a lot of chutzpah. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. That's Versing. And they're a young Seattle band, just early in their career, like first album maybe?
This is the second album, which is called 10,000 and came out in May. That song was Tethered.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And that was that for Versing was a little more on the pop, straight ahead, chill side. A lot of the rest of the album is more aggro, intense, like noisy. In your face.
So. I don't know why, I don't know them at all, but I hear an ethereal side to them too. Do they have that or not?
Yeah, and I think on that song, it really comes out like that, I think is part of what attracted me to that song. I love some of their just noisy, straight ahead rockers, but that song has a blissed out kind of hook.
Yeah, it's good. I'm going to listen more. I'm with DJ Kevin Cole. We're in Seattle, Washington, talking about Seattle music. We'll be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from State Farm, whose agents know that your car and home are more than just big purchases. They're a big part of your life. You put the time into making them your own. So now it's time to protect them with your own personal State Farm agent. Not only do they truly get you, but they'll be there for you when you need them. And with over 19,000 agents in neighborhoods across the U.S., there could be one just around the corner. More at statefarm.com or 1-800-STATE-FARM. State Farm, here to help life go right. Support also comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. In 1980, with a few thousand dollars and used dairy equipment, Ken Grossman founded Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Ken's award-winning ales propelled him from home brewer to craft brewer. Today, Ken and his family still own 100% of the company, one of the most successful independent craft breweries in America. More at sierranevada.com.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here in Seattle with Kevin Cole. Kevin,
hey.
Is the host of the afternoon show, but we're a lot earlier than that in the day, getting pumped up for the Tiny Desk contest, which happens on this day of we're recording this. We're bringing Quinn Christopherson in to play a concert with some local Seattle bands who entered the contest.
Yeah, really looking forward to this event as I am every year, and it's just amazing to also be able to touch base with you and connect with you. Again, you had like 6,000 entries.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I get home from the end of this tour, an hour after I get off my flight from Austin, Among Authors, the Seattle band who played here last year, will be at my desk playing. Now, they didn't win the contest, but they won my heart. And so they'll be there.
And I got to say, they won my heart, too, yeah. At the Tiny Desk concert we did last year. And shortly after that, won. The story's amazing. And I just love the intensity of the performance and how, you know, they get into it. So I had them on my show about a month after, thanks to you. Okay, so thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, that's awesome. Play me more Seattle music. We got a couple of more cuts.
Yeah, so this is a band that I don't really know much about, Action S. Just got the record. Their debut album came out in April, and I've been playing it on my show pretty much every show. They are a horncore band, and I think
they love it.
They're like ferocious punk rock, but it's driven by horns. And lyrically, and the delivery of the vocals is just ferocious and intense as well. In fact, the song is called Menace. Yeah, horncore at its finest here. The group is Action S.
I wanna go set it, I wanna hide.
action S.
I just imagine being like bombarded by a sousaphone at some point in the evening.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be a fun show to see. They describe that song as the official anthem of desire. Menace is the song.
But I want more. That's great. So, one more pick from Seattle music scene. What are we going to do?
This is a band called Cumulus. It is Alex Nijokovsky, and it's straight-ahead pop. Her album, Comfort World, is her second album, but it had been a while since the first album, at least four years. And during that time, she had gone through a whole bunch of stuff, like broken up with, in her relationship, lost her job, and really went through depression, and then, took all these factors and didn't know if she was going to make music, but it was music that got her out of it. And this song is called Sing to Me. And it's just a really beautiful song about a lost relationship and a change in status, I guess.
Well, let's go out on Cumulus. It was great doing this. Is there a record from Cumulus from all of this material that's out now?
Yeah, the album is called Comfort World. Yeah, it's out now. And Bob, thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some of the music coming out of Seattle.
Nice timing. I love this. Yeah. Thank you so much. Kevin Cole from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Deep and count to 10, and mourn the things we've lost.